to Dish Nation. What's up? Shade tea are we steeping today, my love?
Honey, we got the details on Miss Ariana Grande's luxurious wedding ponytail.
Ooh, and the piglet snorted his way to number one on the Masked Singer Grand Finale last night, and we've got all the details about it.
Also, Demi Lovato isn't here for your compliments. We'll explain. Mm. Craig is out today, but Frank and Heidi is going to join us in a bit. But Brad, what's going on, girl?
All right, everybody. The Washington Wizards' Russell Westbrook is probably the saltiest player in NBA right now. Mm. Pun intended. Let me explain. While being escorted off the court after injuring his ankle last night, my man got a bucket of popcorn dumped on him by a fan and proceeded to get things popping.
No,
y'all take a look.
Come out and boo, yell all you want. We encourage that. This is just plain stupidity. Somebody pouring some popcorn.
Now, y'all, Russell was pissed off, okay? And at the post-game press conference said that this kind of behavior is getting out of control and called for the NBA to protect its players.
I am so in agreement with you. That person should have been ejected from the game, him and his entire family. Because the privilege that people are using. The fact the man broke his ankle, he's in pain. You're going to pour a bucket of... I would have jumped out of the stands and fought them.
Yeah, but Sherry, have any of y'all ever been violated, honey, by a fan, honey? And, you know, they have that adrenaline just kick in, baby, like Russell did, and just want to fight or what have you?
I have one time. I remember I was actually... I did a booking with a lot of ladies, and this one lady, she just kept touching my butt. Like, literally kept touching my butt. And I actually took my hand and, did a twist on her and twisted her arm. And I didn't care what happened to her arm, because I'm like, just because I'm here doing a greeting, you know, a meet and greet,
right,
I mean, you get to touch my butt.
Yes.
Portia, the same thing happened to me, but I let her touch my butt. I liked it.
All right, well, Ariana Grande recently surprised everyone by marrying her love, Dalton Gomez. That's right. But the bride didn't stray too far from her typical hairstyle on her special day. Pics of the singer and her bridal look got out yesterday. And as you can see, she is rocking her signature ponytail. And she said, if it ain't broke, you ain't got to fix it. Now, she did add a little switch up with a little part down the middle, like a little, you know, cute little part and some curls. But she basically played it safe in her little beautiful Vera Wang dress with a gorgeous bow at the top. Really retro. I love the look.
She looks gorgeous.
I mean, it was a wedding. She could have even did like a bun with a cute red. Just something different, like
a French roll.
Yeah, a French roll and make a bouffant or whatever.
How does she wear the same ponytail in the same position and not break her edges? Like, don't she got edges,
Portia,
too? Because when we were, I had it in ponytails, honey, it'd be about this long all the way around the perimeter.
Thank you. I'm thinking, is she bald underneath that ponytail? Because it is a lot of damage, even in a ponytail. But I'm like, do you not have hair under that ponytail? And if you don't, get Portia's wigs.
Now, Portia, you're about to take that damn walk down the aisle again. Now, is it better just
not
to play
damn
safe,
walk,
honey?
Say that?
Oh, Portia, now you're about to take that walk again, honey. So is it better to just play it safe than to try something different on your wedding day? Or are you going to wear some Afro puffs?
I do like when brides keep it simple. I can understand why she wanted to keep it simple. I think it's just the fact that her hair is always simple, that we just wanted something different. A fly French roll would have been super cute, but most of the time, brides do want you to see their natural beauty on their natural innocent day. That's like your last day of being innocent.
Y'all, look at Portia's hair right now. It's so beautiful. Like, can you picture a veil right on top of her hair the way it is?
And
this whole Grecian goddess style. Right now, she looks like the Queen of Zamunda, right now.
All right, last night was the grand finale of The Masked Singer, y'all, and it was down to three finalists. The Chameleon, who was my buddy Wiz Khalifa, took third place. The Black Swan, who turned out to be my other buddy, singer-songwriter JoJo, was runner-up. But the Piglet ended up winning the whole damn thing, y'all. And when he was unmasked, we saw that it was 98 Degrees member Nick Lachey. Check out the big reveal.
Voice, because how did Nick beat JoJo? JoJo's voice is insane.
Yeah. They tweaked the voice a little bit, right?
They tweaked the voices, but I think it has to do with performance and how you move around and how you entertain overall.
And Nick actually said he tried to keep it a secret from his kids, but when his kids saw the show, they said, yo, that's daddy right there. So his cover was blown.
You can't hide a child from their parent at all. I know my mama voice from a mile away, okay? I'm like, there go Diane.
That's funny.
Okay, y'all. Well, Demi Lovato is not only committed to making peace with aliens, referring to Demi, they are also committed to helping Earthlings understand that they should shut up when it comes to comments about weight. So Demi, who has suffered from an eating disorder, took to social media to give fans a short PSA stating that complimenting someone on their weight loss can be just as harmful as complimenting someone on their weight gain. So they said, if you don't know someone's history with food, please don't comment on their body, because even if your intention is pure, it might leave that person awake at 2 a.m. overthinking that statement. Really? Which I completely, I disagree with, absolutely, completely, 100%.
I don't want people to stop telling me I'm losing weight, because when my ass was big, you told me I was thick. So let me know that I look good now. So no, I don't agree in not complimenting people. I just think that your attention should be in the right place.
I like when people tell me I lost weight, because I work hard to lose the weight.
Very hard.
Yes.
I like the compliments. And if you tell me I'm big, either because of the intention, if you my friend, I know you saying it with love. If you not, you.
Right.
So what I say, Demi, you got to get some girlfriends. Like, you got to get some girlfriends and stop using social media.
All right, y'all. Now it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Now, Heidi girl, what is this that I hear about a man baby bribing a woman, honey, to keep her clothes on? Now, that's new.
That's right, Gary. This is kind of new. Frank, I'm sure you're familiar with the supermodel Paulina Gretzky.
Oh, am I? Great one.
I figured you knew her. You're never going to believe what her fiancé, PGA star Dustin Johnson, did to keep her from showing off her goodies. In Playboy magazine. Listen to this.
So Playboy asked me to do, you know, Playboy. They gave me an amount, a number, and Dustin was like, absolutely not. I'm going to match it. You're not doing it.
He bribed her.
That's such a great move, because he's got the money. He's like, if it's about the money, I'll match it.
Would you do this if your wife got offered to do Playboy right now? Let's say she got offered $100,000 to do Playboy spread for whatever category she'd be under. Would you say, great, do it? Or would you say, no, you want $100,000, I'll give you $100,000.
Oh, my gosh. I think I would do it at this point.
You wouldn't care if your wife was in Playboy?
No, I wouldn't care. I think she looks fantastic.
Like, imagine our coworkers now seeing your wife. That's not right.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have to text them the naked pictures anymore. They could just go get a Playboy. Like, oh, me mom, where your wife? I'm like, no.
No way. I wouldn't. I couldn't handle it.
You couldn't handle your wife being in Playboy?
No. She is, like, the most fantastic ass on any person I've ever seen.
Playboy.
Even edition, and she was like, they're offering me, because like she's a former athlete, so she's just got this.
How about you just take a picture of it and then we'll flash it on the screen for all the people watching Dish Nation? This is a flash of an ass. I see what you did there.
There's the ass in my life.
I see what you did. Well, fortunately for you guys, none of our spouses are rich enough to keep us off of Dish. Okay, so we're gonna keep dishing right here when you come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Oh, I guess Miss Vivica A. Fox is missing the magic stick. So during a recent interview with Vlad TV, Vivica professed her love, her eternal love, to 50 Cent, baby, which stirred up a little trouble in paradise, y'all. Mm. Take a look.
The love that I had for him, and still to this day, will always, like, he was the love of my life. I will admit that without any reservations. He will always have a very special place in my heart.
That true love is strong, y'all. But wait, it gets worse. It gets more interesting. So 50's girlfriend, Cupid Link, saw that video and sent a little shade Vivica's way with the comment, aww. And well, Vivica was like, two can play that game, because she responded with, now at Cupid Link, what that clip didn't show was that I said he has a hot girlfriend and I'm happy for him. So stay in your bag, boo. Don't get nervous. I'm good.
Damn,
Where?
Vivica is not going to let anything pass. And Vivica came back with the most amazing clapback. Like, if I was to do it, you better worry. But I'm going to not. So be all right, boo. Go with yours.
I love it. It was very classy,
but it still was some shade thrown. Like, if I wanted to, don't try me.
But Vivica need to come on now. Hadn't it been like 15 or 18 years, girl? You still haven't got over 50 pennies, honey?
Listen, when you love somebody and it's deep like that and you'll never get it again, you miss that love. Yeah.
Since Vivica is famous and 50 Cent is famous, every time they do an interview, they are going to ask her. And guess what? He is a part of her story. And she loves that man. I actually like the fact that she ain't hiding from it because y'all saying she's still in love. She said, yeah, I loved him. He was the love of my damn life. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Talk about it, girl. Talk about it.
Here's the thing. Every single one of us right here has something that we have with somebody that still makes us go, ooh, you know, where you jump, like it hit your stomach because it was so good, whether it was intimate or whether it was sexual. It was one of the things was like, damn, oh.
And see, Cuban, see, whatever 50 put on Vivica that she's still thinking about till this day, that's what Cuban getting right now.
Right.
So see, that's Cuban.
Okay, y'all, new mama Naomi Campbell shared a sweet detail about her newborn daughter's birth on her YouTube show, No Filter with Naomi. So, while chatting with guest DJ D-Nice, Naomi revealed that she had this artist playing as her daughter strutted into the world. Take a look.
I mean, in one of my most special moments, you know, I just became a mom.
Yes.
I had Bob Marley playing.
Yes.
I mean, that's my roots. You know?
Okay, so this is cute. So, Portia, what do you think about this? Does Bob give a certain vibe to the room?
I think so, and I think you just have to go with it. I don't see anything wrong with it at all.
That baby gonna be real relaxed, real calm.
Yes. You play certain music around your child, it will set the vibe, and they will be peaceful. Yes. I promise you, it works.
That baby's not gonna ever be bothered ever in life. That baby's gonna be calm and chill as hell.
Sativa Marley Campbell.
Chill, baby.
Well, guys, now you can cook with style and color using the Cook with Color 5-piece knife set with a sharpener. You'll get a paring chef knife, utility knife, santoku knife, and a slicer knife with matching blade covers, and of course, the sharpener to keep you slicing and dicing on with ease.
Ooh, Hannah, I could cook, bake, and serve, baby, with this fashionable cooking tool set. Plus, honey, it's sturdy and it's easy to clean.
That's right, Gary, and it's available in colors blue, gray, and teal.
Okay, Bray, you just have to tell me, how much is it?
Well, Portia, usually this knife set with sharpener has been seen as high as $55. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $24, Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, find out why Kim Kardashian was shut down by her daughter Northwest. We'll tell you all the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Olivia Rodrigo had a big hit with her song, Driver's License, and Kim Kardashian was Instagramming a care package that she received from Olivia when she got called out, and no, it was not by Chewy. It was by...
No.
Get this, Chewy. It was by her 7-year-old daughter, Northwest. Check it out. Mm.
Cute as Olivia Rodrigo, you guys. I can't wait for her album. You guys know I love Driver's License. Look, she sent a box of tissues. Yes, I do. I listen to it all the time.
Oopsie.
Oh, she called her out good.
I like Norris. Mm.
Oh, I did this to my mom, too, because I had a friend who my mom did not like my friend's mom at all. Like, she just did not like her.
Uh-huh.
And I stupidly...
Oh, my God.
I was like, my mom thinks your mom's a scuzzy bitch. And I was at her house, and her mom was just, excuse me.
Wow.
And my mom was like, what did you do?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That was pretty much the end of my friendship.
Scuzzy bitch is actually performing at Coachella next year, so I'm really excited about that. Can't wait for that.
Oh, my God. All right, it's time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, Sherry, girl, this is all for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to start with something for your eyes. Army of the Dead star Dave Bautista, a fan said Dave probably didn't know about Australia, so Dave shared this pic from Down Under and said, hello. hashtag budgie smugglers. He had posted this a little while ago, but on the Kelly Clarkson show, Dave shared that originally he said no to posing in skimpy anything, skimpy swimsuits, but his friends talked him into it. And I guess the question here is this a thirst trap?
What? He used to wear stuff like this on the WWE, so why is he shy now? Like, this was his wrestling wardrobe, right. Like, former, 7 days a week. Come on.
He looks that's good. True. I mean, if it's a thirst trap, I'm drinking up the water. I like it.
Okay.
And I'm not a guy, contrary to popular belief, but I think I would have fluffed it up a little bit for the picture.
Right.
Just to, game day.
You know, like, Sherry, you know, like, girls will pull up their boobs, get the boobs all ready for, like, a picture.
Yeah. Do we have budgie filters? I mean, all you ladies use filters to make yourself look thinner and taller and longer. And...
Right. You just got to fluff up your own man. That's what you got to do.
That's your original filter.
All right. Not to be outdone, we've got Channing Tatum. You know, he's always in the segment of the show.
Okay.
He dropped this pic on Instagram of the story that said, you know when you're in the makeup trailer, naked, holding a towel over your junk, you're about to do some on set that's going to have to prepare your mama for before she sees the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, he also says, and yes, I'm flexing so hard, I got a cramp. And is there any way this isn't a thirst trap?
Man.
I think this is a thirst trap because his abs are too perfect. They had to have been made up with makeup and contour. Nobody's
that's
abs.
That's how I look. That's perfect. How I look, y'all.
It's a thirst trap. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who would like to Channing all over his Tatum.
Or get that Tatum in my Channing, girl.
Up next, Jeannie Mai and Jeezy are flying high in their marriage. We'll explain after the break, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, this is really, really cool. Jeannie Mai has set the bar very, very high when it comes to date night, y'all. Literally, Jeannie shared a video of her taking her husband, Young Jeezy, out on a date captioned with rule number one, never stop dating, y'all. But this is no ordinary date. They actually had his and her planes and had some fun in the skies. This is so cool, y'all. I want to do this.
Just sets the bar so high if you're with your person, because, like, all I could afford to do, Heidi, is take you to Venice Beach. We might ride a Ferris wheel, get some popcorn.
Yeah,
but
right.
You know, that's,
you gotta, that's you gotta my... start small.
I'd be afraid that my wife is actually trying to shoot me down.
Like she was in Top Gun situation.
Like... What's the coolest date you guys have ever been on?
Coolest date I ever went on was I got flown in a private plane to see Janet Jackson. We sat in the third row to see Janet, and then I got an unlimited shopping spree to Louis Vuitton.
I took my wife to like a hippie music festival fair. We ate mushrooms, ended up making love in a handicapped porta potty.
I would give up my Louis Vuitton for that frame to make love
the
in
romance.
A porta potty.
You know, people who say romance is dead. They're not
that's
really.
That's why I knew she was the one.
Listen. Oh my gosh, Frank, boy. I would do that. I would give up all my Louis Vuitton for that.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.